We're back on the Rational Revolution. I like how that, you know, the Mouth of the South. That's we gotta resurrect that. That'll be the new one, the modern Mouth of the South. Carlton Huffman, former Republican operative and now a friend of the show. I love that you are always on standby and are so gracious with your time. So we're talking on the other side about the Iran strike, which, you know, I think it was good. Although polling, I don't know why people are saying that it wasn't good. But anyway, but then now we're seeing that Donald Trump said that their nuclear program was, quote, obliterated. But there's some reporting that says that that might not be the case.
Well, the one thing that you have to realize whenever you observe Donald Trump is he has the attention span of a gnat. So he is ready to move on to the next thing, and he likes things in the way that real estate deals in New York are done. He wants things all nice and wrapped up with a bow. Therefore, he wants to be able to say, okay, I dropped the bombs on those sites. We completely took care of the problem. We will never have to deal with it again. Whenever anybody who is even somewhat familiar with military affairs and aerial bombing knows you're not going to completely destroy something, especially when it's 200 feet under a mountain, right. No matter how many bunker buster bombs that we dropped on it. The fact is that there are still Iranians with know-how. There are still technology pieces in place that if they want to build a bomb, it can do so. It might take them years. It could take them decades. Yeah. But if they are bound and determined to do it, they are going to do it. And the administration has also admitted that there is 450 kilograms of enriched uranium out there in the wind. We don't know where it is. And just for your reference for your listeners, it only takes 68 kilograms to build a Hiroshima-sized atomic bomb. Right. So they have enough enriched uranium where they could make several bombs if they wanted to, if they have the assembly pieces in place for it. So that is just something that the administration does not want to face, because it means they actually have to sustain pressure and actually have to pay attention to things, which is not what Donald Trump likes to do.
One of the things that I thought was interesting is I was listening to a podcast about, you know, nuclear war and what would happen. And I've talked to some people that have been in that line of work. And that's where, you know, I was having that conversation on Facebook and trying to tell that gal that there's no stopgap, like there is no filter. The chain of command has these exercises that that they make sure that if the president says go, they do it. So, you know, but then also on the size of the weapon, the Hiroshima size bomb that you were referring to, these thermonuclear bombs that the United States has, they use a Hiroshima size bomb as the trigger. So they are so big and so powerful that they need the Hiroshima-sized bomb to start that reaction. Just think about how damaging. And I mean, that's the finger of God, you know? I mean, just horrific in destruction. So, I mean, like, I don't know. It's hard to even comprehend.
And just to kind of put it in perspective, like zoom out, let's look at the whole globe, not just the Iran situation that we're looking at. We're still dealing with the most perilous time that the world has seen since the 1930s. Yeah. It's called the Axis of Upheaval, consisting of Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, and they have some other actors that will tag along with them, but those are the four primary folks. And their whole goal is to upend the global world order, which has seen the United States and the West as the leaders for the world and maintaining a rules-based order where we don't invade other countries, where we try to have free trade with all that ensures prosperity for everybody. And these countries are looking at that deal and thinking, no, either we got a raw deal at the end of World War II or the end of the Cold War, or we do not trust the United States to be the one as in the driver's seat. And unfortunately for us, we've got a president who is very skeptical of that world order to begin with, and one who one day he is for Zelensky and wants to give him support. The next day he is saying it'll be 2 weeks until I decide on any measures to punish Russia. Whenever it comes to China, we have shredded USAID. We have shredded all of our global aid because Elon thought it was a waste of money. And now China is stepping in to fill the gap. we're very fortunate that some of the that these bad actors have scored some very big own goals. Russia has lost over 500,000 men in Ukraine.
Yeah.
China shredded their economy whenever they locked down for COVID, and it set them back by at least a decade in terms of catching up to the United States. And now we see Iran suffering the consequences of what it unleashed on October 7th, 2023. Basically having been exposed as a paper tiger in the Middle East, and Israel and the United States can bomb them at will whenever we want.
Well, you know, and it's what's crazy to me, too, is we're talking to Carlton Huffman, former Republican operative. Like, you talk about the own goals. I mean, if we were in a position where we see this axis of upheaval, as you called it, you know, trying to upend some of the global world order, a really great way to do it, and the United States to help them and give them a little layup, is to completely just destroy all of, you know, the world economies in a week with these tariffs, and send, you know, the natural order into a complete shockwave as what he's done. And then, yeah, and then completely take away the United States helping other countries with USAID and all of that. I mean, like, he has set the stage for all of this better than anyone.
Absolutely. And that's just something that we were warned. We were warned back in
2018,
whenever he first came down the escalator a decade ago and ushered in a political decade of hell for all of us. And he said that he did not think that the United States should be doing these things unless we're getting paid. Like, he basically sees himself as the mob boss overseeing the system, and people have to pay him for protection. And unless we're getting something tangibly monetary out of the deal, he thinks that we're suckers and losers.
Well, we got a 747 from Qatar, so that's pretty sweet. Now, we're talking with Carlton Huffman here on the Rational Revolution. On the other side, we're going to talk about this stupid one big beautiful bill. What does it mean for you? And what to watch out for. So stick around. We got Carlton Huffman on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.